I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World.
I think we can all agree this is a good day for America.
President Barack Obama speaking today at the White House. He was referring, of course, to the culmination of the U.S. effort to capture or kill Osama bin Laden.
The world is safer. It is a better place because of the death of Osama bin Laden.
And President Obama was not alone in that assessment. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon today called bin Laden's death a watershed moment in, quote, our global fight against terrorism. The UN leader also made it a point to remember those who lost their lives because of Osama bin Laden and his organization.
This is a day to remember the victims and families of victims here in the United States and everywhere in the world.
We're going to hear a lot more about Osama bin Laden's death and global reaction to it throughout our program today. We'll begin in Pakistan, where the al-Qaeda leader was finally tracked down and killed by elite U.S. forces. Details of the raid are still emerging now. We asked the BBC's Haroon Rashid in Islamabad for the latest on what happened just a few miles north of the Pakistani capital.
Well, what is sure is that the American forces carried out this operation last night after midnight, and witnesses told us that there were three American helicopters that came in, and the local residents in that area were told to turn off their lights and to stay indoors. After that, the residents heard a few big blasts. They went to their roofs to see actually what was happening, and they saw this helicopter crashing in front of a huge spacious compound.
And what has been the reaction then in the neighborhood itself now? I mean, it seemed as if, at least in the beginning, nobody was claiming to know anything about who was living in this compound, who was behind those walls with the barbed wire. Is there any acknowledgement of that today?
Yeah, I mean, we have spoken to some of the residents in that area, and they tell us that this house was built 5 to 6 years back, and that the people living inside had little contact with the outside world. They used to come to buy grocery from one of the shops, and a few days back they said that they have 8 guests that have checked in, and they need extra bread for them, and they need some extra dresses for them. But last night's events really created a sort of scare in that region, that how come they couldn't pick it up?
How come they couldn't pick it up earlier? When was it that they needed extra provisions, extra clothing and food? How long ago was that?
A week back, this is what some of the residents that we have spoken to, which shows that maybe Osama bin Laden was not living there for a long time. And that is what the Pakistani officials have been saying as well, that they couldn't pick him up, his trail, because he might have moved in that area quite recently.
Well, if you moved in that area, this is a garrison community. This has been compared to basically West Point. It's hard to imagine how somebody like Osama bin Laden, with such a profile, literally and figuratively, could have slipped in or out without much notice. But when you spoke with a former head of the ISI, Pakistan's intelligence service, this is Hamid Ghul, what did he tell you about just what his organization knew prior to the operation?
He was quite concerned that it might give Americans a reason to directly now intervene into Pakistan and take charge of the war against terror that is being fought here for the last decade.
Is there any evidence at all that this was a joint operation, as has been said here, between Pakistanis and Americans?
I mean, there are two opinions about that. One of the eyewitnesses that we spoke to told us that before the start of this operation in that area, the announcements that were made in the local language. So that means it might be that to some extent Pakistani security establishment was involved in that operation, and that the Americans might have told them that they are going after one al-Qaeda target. But it remains to be seen whether the Americans told exactly the Pakistani establishment that they are going after Osama bin Laden, because there are concerns within Pakistan and outside as well that any such information could have been leaked from ISI, and which could have helped Osama bin Laden escape.
Haroon Rashid heads the BBC's Urdu service. He spoke with us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.